Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, December 30th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Operation Blessing launches Asia earthquake and tsunami relief. Mission Aviation Fellowship moves to assist tsunami survivors, and lives are being changed by Christian radio in Vietnam. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, the Red Cross says the death toll from the tsunami disaster could top 100,000. Operation Blessing President Bill Horan says they have headquarters and staff in India, Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines, and Singapore. Their response has been immediate.
We flew some relief supplies and medical equipment up to North Sumatra. We have a very large medical team in Indonesia, two medical teams mobilized from our Hyderabad office. In Thailand, we've got a medical team of 14 people going down to assist in a hospital.
The teams arrived yesterday to begin their outreach. Many haven't had medical attention since the disaster struck. Horan says their teams are also trying to feed survivors.
We believe that by doing this relief ministry, that we are truly demonstrating the love of God. And in a lot of the areas, as you know, that are hit hardest are pretty much non-Christian areas.
Meanwhile, as the death toll continues to rise, the largest relief effort in world history is just getting started. While many are responding to the desperation, Christian groups want to help both physically and spiritually. Eric Bridges with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board says the IMB will try to work in areas that are anti-Christian.
Many of the coastlines that have been devastated are in places where Christians are very heavily persecuted. This may be an opportunity as local believers and relief workers from other places come in and provide love and assistance, that people will see the face of Christ and that they will respond.
While Bridges doesn't understand why disasters occur, he's resting on God's sovereignty.
Through the ages, we do see that He again and again and again works through wars and natural disasters and massive tragedies to open very large doors that have been very tightly closed.
Pray that this happens in this situation. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship's David Wunsch says their Indonesian base was spared tsunami damage because it was shielded by the islands of Sumatra and Java. But in mobilizing help, they realized their equipment was inadequate for the scope of the tragedy. Wunsch says they shifted their response through another organization that started out of MAF, called AirServe.
They are much more better equipped to respond to this type of situation, and in fact they are trying to do that right now and get some equipment into Indonesia.
One says they are trying to facilitate AirServe's aid.
They're having a little bit of difficulty at this point, and there's a possibility that we can help them get into the country of Indonesia, perhaps even under our flight concession that we've got and through our relationships that we've built.
Next, Christian Humanitarian Relief Agency International Aid is getting support from an American company to help in their relief efforts. Land's End Corporation is providing 10,000 backpacks. Those backpacks will be used to assemble disaster relief kits. The kits will help victims combat the spread of disease by including basic hygiene and health supplies. Local Christians will do the distribution in an effort to share Christ. $30 will get these kits into their hands. And finally, lives are being changed by Christian radio in Vietnam. The Far East Broadcasting Company has been airing Christian programming in Vietnam for more than 50 years. With programs in 23 Vietnamese languages, the ministry of FEBC has far-reaching impact. But since the government controls all media, it's crucial that church leaders get the word out. Pray that Christians will be effective in encouraging people to listen to FEBC programs and that lives will be changed. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to get involved in helping the victims of the tsunami in Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also visit our website, missionnetworknews.org. There you can find out about organizations that are sharing God's love in word and deed during these incredible times of need. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.